to Chosen Royalty. So glad you can meet me. We in this thing. Glad you were able to log in with me today. It's gonna be a nice, beautiful ride. That's right, log in, ears only. Come on, let's go. What a wonderful week. It's been a beautiful week, and it's been a beautiful every single day. It's been a beautiful moment coming back and talking to you guys. Yes, believe it or not, I am tired, guys, and the enemy's been fighting me like crazy, trying for me not to get to you, but I'm still here. I am so tired right now. It doesn't make any sense right now. I've been flying. I have just got back into it. I had a couple days off, but back into flying. And today I am in Salt Lake City. Welcome. This is Chosen Royalty. I'm so glad you guys are here. Welcome back. And first off, we want to do anything. We do not want to do anything. But first, welcome our special guest, Jesus Christ, in the room. Woohoo! Yay! Hey, welcome. God bless everybody. Jesus is here. Jesus is with you. Jesus is with me and is circulating this room right here, right now to bless you. And so this was going to be very quick and easy because on Saturday was our day of waiting, our day of watching, our day of patience, our day an inside. It's actually, we are sitting in the inside. We're sitting in the moment when the Sabbath day had come, okay, after Good Friday, but then on Saturday, okay, this is just, you know, we're just referencing the next day after the burial of Jesus Christ and after he has hung and died for us, after he has given up the ghost, he now then puts the flesh to a resting place, even in the darkness. And let me just go back and say this, because I'm going to reference this whole podcast on the podcast because it was so good. Last year, we did a podcast called He Is Risen or He Is Not There. I will want you guys to go back in this moment of time, and I want you to rewind our podcast back all the way back into last year in this time, and it's called He's Not There. I want you guys to go in and listen to that, and that's referencing on our waiting Sabbath, on our Saturday that after the Good Friday. And so what we were just speaking about is referencing the waiting, referencing the flesh at its moment of calmness. Okay, I want you to think about right now in your life, guys. It's in your life, you, after things have took a turn that you did not expect. And the turn here we're talking about is Jesus being hung on the cross, and the disciples did not expect, the women and children and all those who were following Jesus did not expect for the betrayal of Jesus Christ to lead to him being hung on the cross between the two thieves. And it happened. And the disciples followed him all this time. And just as the moment had come, and Jesus gave up his life, hung on the cross, and died for us, and said, "It is finished." But yet then, even the believers and non-believers, okay? And that's where we're going here today. Even the believers and non-believers kept watch and was in sorrow. The believers were in sorrow. The non-believers kept watch because truly in their heart, they still believe that this is a king. This is someone. This got to be someone. He's a celebrity. Because in our last podcast, I said, why would security guard a dead body? When we think about when someone passes away in these times and we bury the flesh, we leave the grave. We don't stand around or call security to guard that graveyard. Why do we guard a graveyard? Why would we guard the tomb? There's got to be something else in you that still says he's not dead yet, or I'm watching or I'm waiting. What are you waiting for? If you know he's dead and you hung him, you pierced his side, you saw the blood, okay? You gave him the last drink and you took him down, holes in his feet and in his hand. And you still guard that grave. Why? You're a non-believer, right? So why do you guard the grave? There's got to be an inclination in your spirit that's telling you that something is greater. We have something greater here, more than what people are saying. I have to watch. So they kept watch. Kept watch and waited. But guess what? Just as flesh does and as every human does, we slip. And they slipped. They slipped and fell asleep. They fell asleep. And that was the wrong thing to do. When you're monitoring something, no security should be sleeping on the job because anything can get past you. They fell asleep on, and as they fell asleep, the Lord Jesus Christ proved to them that I'm not staying in this grave in the darkness. The flesh is only where it was supposed to be. You buried the flesh, but you wake up and it's gone. Security was guarding a flesh and a spirit that could not be held down. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings who spoke that he is who he is, and no one believed him. And he proved it through the glory of God, bringing him back home, getting him out of that grave, opening that dark tomb in the midst of waiting, and going back to the Father. But he did the most important thing before he did, because he loves us so much. Jesus loves you guys so much. You know what he did? He left Holy Spirit with us. He didn't want us to be without him. And he said that I am leaving Holy Spirit so you can have a present help today, a present comforter today that will continue to guide you and help you. Be guided to me, to do the will of the Father, to hear what's right. And I am leaving Holy Spirit with you. Will you accept Holy Spirit? If that's what Jesus came and brought a gift to you in order to have, would you accept the gift? Or will you reject it? The power that made Jesus Christ move the tomb and walk right out of there and leave his garments right where they are. That same power. And Jesus said, I am leaving Holy Spirit with you. Will you accept it? You want this power? You want this? Do you want this comforter? Please let me know if you would accept the comforter, if you accept this power, because that's exactly what Lord Jesus did for us. And I'm grateful to have it. I'm so grateful and thankful to be able to celebrate this day and this time. Please, 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 guys, go back and read and listen in this holy week that we have been enduring all week. I'm grateful and thankful to be able to share this with you guys. But I also want to let you know that you have to go and listen to He Is Not There. And I would have to go back and I'm so tired. I want to go back and reference exactly the day. But just scroll. He is risen. He is not there. It's somewhere like that. It's something. I think that's the actual full name of the podcast that I did a year ago. It could have been a year or a year and a half. I don't know. We've got so many. But I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. But yes, guys, very tired. And I'm going to get some rest. But stay tuned. I have one more after this. I love you guys. God bless you. Be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. All right. Love you. Bye.
Hey, this is Chosen Royalty. I'm coming again to you guys to tell you, God bless you. God be with you. Be at peace in all your days. I love you so much. Be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. I love you. Praise God. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Shalom, everyone.